or just announced, is that the National Museum, Te Papa Tongarewa, has a new chief executive. And it is Courtney Johnston, currently Director of Audience and Insight at Te Papa, and of course, 9 to Noon's long-standing arts commentator. At 40?
At 40.
Courtney is the youngest person ever to lead the National Museum, and the first woman to lead Te Papa since its founding chief executive, Cheryl Sutherland. Courtney grew up on a dairy farm in Taranaki and started her career in museums as a visitor host at Te Papa while studying at Victoria University. Her most senior position has been, prior to her most recent job at Te Papa, at the Douse Museum, where you were director.
Director.
Courtney Johnston takes over from Geraint Manta, a former DHB chief executive who's held the role for the last 2.5 years, and it has been a turbulent time at the National Museum. Her appointment has been announced to Te Papa staff this morning, and she's in the studio with me now. Well, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
What is your plan for a national institution that has been in some turmoil and that has significant morale issues? What is your plan?
Lots of love. Museums today are about love. They're about love and emotion. They're about care. They're about acknowledging the difficult things that have happened in our pasts. They're about a diversity of voices, and they're about collectively coming together to form a future. And that's what really excites me about this. It's the job of a lifetime for me. It's something I've been building towards for a very long time.
Te Papa has a dual leadership model. You will share leadership with Dr. Arapata Hakiwai. Can you explain how that works?
So Te Papa is based on the treaty partnership, on the relationship between tangata whenua and tangata tiriti. So ever since it was founded, Te Papa has had this co-leadership model of a chief executive and a kaihautū. So our founding chief executive and kaihautū were Dame Cheryl Sutherland and Cliff Whiting. It means that we always have a kaihautū who has mana with iwi within Māoridom, and we have a chief executive who shares that leadership. Arapata and I, I'm so excited about working with Arapata. He is a museum leader who I have looked up to and learnt from for a long time. We will mix skills, I think, like a Venn diagram. There are certain things, there is mana that Arapata carries that, and a weight of responsibilities that I could never acquit. There'll be things that I do, but I think the key thing for us will be finding that way of weaving together.
What was the reaction of the staff that you addressed this morning?
There were some tears, happy ones, I hope. I think the team was very happy to see an internal applicant. It's the first time that an internal person has been appointed to Te Papa. I know I have a lot of support. I've been part of Te Papa on and off for a very long time. It was just thrilling, to be honest. It was absolutely thrilling.
A New Zealander, not an import from an international institution. Mm. Someone who does have hands-on museum experience, not executive business experience from a different industry. However, the challenges are significant. Our staff now fearful there'll be another restructuring. How many have there been?
Oh, I think three in the past three CEOs.
Will there be another?
There are no plans for a restructure. The organisation is in a really strong shape. The changes that have been made were done to make us sustainable, and there are no plans for a restructure.
However, the last one was controversial and remains controversial and has impacted on the museum's relationships with academic specialists and with international institutions. The restructuring of the science collection managers, the concerns about the loss of expertise. Are you going to revisit some of those decisions?
Every organisation makes tweaks in order to deliver the best service. I think the science community wants what every community that we work with wants, which is to know that we're building collections and caring for them properly, that we're carrying out academic and rigorous research, and that we're sharing that with the public, that we're working with them to achieve their goals as well as to achieve the things that we're trying to do for New Zealand. And I'm a museum person through and through. I really look forward to working with the science community on that.
Is it a tweet to axe world-class scientists, some of whom are regarded as absolute specialists in their fields, one of whom had species named after them? They were such a focus specialist. Are you opening your mind to revisiting some of the decisions made in that collections restructuring?
It's just too soon for me to say. I don't take up the role until the 21st of December, and these are all things that lie in the future. At the moment, there are no plans to restructure.
At the heart of this, in some ways, is over what the institution has been, controversial enough at its outset, what it has been, where it's at now, and what it is to become. And a lot of the concerns around those collections were over the expert, not only knowledge, but care and treatment that they need. Is that itself on your mind? If not, whether someone who's gone, you know, there might be further lobbying for a return, or, but is that in yourself, in itself on your mind? How are we going to care for the different responsibilities that we have? And should we be the institution with these responsibilities in some cases?
One of the things I'm incredibly excited about being a museum sector person, coming from the sector, coming to Te Papa, because I want it to play a strong role in the museum sector. We are, the beauty of New Zealand in many ways is its intimacy. We have the ability to hold hands with all the museums in the country and to share this collective responsibility for managing our heritage, our natural environment collections, sharing the research. I think that's a real, so much opportunity, so much excitement in that area, and such an opportunity as well to reach out to all of New Zealand and to make sure that no matter where you live in the country, no matter what your position is, what your access might be, that perhaps you never make it to Te Papa, but what can Te Papa do to support your local museum, to enrich your community there?
But once you have your feet under the desk, a fundamental question might be, are we the right institution necessarily to have primary responsibility for X or Y? And that is certainly a question that's been raised out of what happened with the collections restructuring. You're not going to be able to answer it this morning.
No.
But is it in your thinking?
Oh, totally. I think, and I see that in terms of how do we as a whole sector, and I wrap in, as well as the museums, I do wrap in the research centres here and our colleagues in places like the National Library or National Archives or Ngā Taonga. How are we all working together at this time, especially when we look into a decade where there is going to be big change for us as a sector, exciting change if I look at things like the government-wide response to the Y262 claim around Matauranga Māori, Māori ecology, Māori knowledge.
Intellectual property rights.
Intellectual property rights. This is why you work in museums, because you get to grapple with these topics that are so important to our identity as people.
Morale. I mean, the museum's own internal surveys show it. Plummeting is a bit harsh, but on a downward trajectory. As a starting point, there would seem to be fewer more important things than a motivated staff who want to be part of finding solutions to problems and want to believe their expertise is going to be valued. How are you going to confront what has happened to morale to the extent that some reports have people saying wouldn't work there, wouldn't go there? This is our national museum. How are you going to tackle that mood?
Morale has been hurt. The restructures were difficult. They were tough on people. Our latest survey results, we do these surveys 6 monthly. We did one in October. They did show an improvement on all counts. People are coming back. Te Papa is such a strongly values-led organisation. People are there because they are so passionate. They believe in the service that they're providing to New Zealand, and I feel entirely comfortable in that environment. I grew up inside of Te Papa as a museum professional, but also as a person. Some of the most important moments of my life have played out at Te Papa, and the staff know that. And I think coming together around our values, coming together around our biculturalism, that sense of partnership and service to New Zealand, that is what I do actually plan to dedicate myself to.
How is it going to reinvent? I only have a minute with you for you to summarise, because it went through the digitisation under the Rick Ellis era, and obviously modern technology, and you are a complete geek on this stuff as well as your artistic passions and your institutional passions. But accepting that everything from virtual reality to, you know, 3D to holograms are going to increasingly become part of our future, how are you going to balance millennia-old actual artefacts with the multiple ways you can tell stories in a modern museum? It was a breakthrough and a controversial one when the museum was opened, but what is it going to look like in your era?
I want a te papa that gets New Zealand talking, you know, and I'm a digital person who loves the real thing. I mean, that's why I collect art, because I love the real thing and I want to foster artists' careers as well. There is nothing like the magic of encountering a real thing, but the real magic the museums do is the connection that they make between the person and the object, or the person and the knowledge, the person and the idea, the person and the debate. And I think that's our area of opportunity. That's our magic. That's the special power of transformation that we have. And so, you know, whether it's on your phone, in person, over the radio waves, on television, God knows what it might be in 10 years' time. You might, like, put on some weird suit and turn into an object. Who knows? Who knows what these things are going to be? But museums are always going to be there forming those connections between our history, our heritage, and our future.
How are you going to spend your first year? You're not only the youngest person to lead the National Museum, any step up to a first-time chief executive role is a major step up. And what did you sell this board was your plan for your first year to get to grips with the scale of this?
I'm really fortunate to have an incredibly strong and experienced team around me. There's a refreshed and newly energised board. I do bring 20 years of museum experience with me. I'm not a newbie at this. I'm going to be listening to the staff. I'm going to be listening to our stakeholders. I'm going to be making some decisions about our next major lot of renewals. We've done our toy art galleries. We've done Te Tai o Nature. We've got our massive endeavour around Matauranga Māori, Pacifica and New Zealand histories coming up. I'm looking forward to making some decisions with the staff and with the board, with all of our stakeholders, and just really getting Te Papa moving into the 2020s.
One of the issues was the speed of turnover. 2.5 years, I think, the last two chief executives did. What is the length of your tenure? What are you committing to?
I would really love to put in a good 10 years.
Thank you. Courtney Johnston, newly announced as the incoming chief executive of Te Papa, the National Museum.